WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Within the last month, the city of Bryan was a victim of financial fraud committed by an outside party. City manager Keen Register says this particular event used electronic social engineering techniques.
Another term of that would be a phishing campaign, or more exact would be a spear phishing campaign.
Spear phishing is defined as an email or electronic communications scam intended to steal data for malicious purposes or to install malware on a targeted user's computer. Register says no customer, citizen, or employee's personal information was compromised. According to a city news release, the crime is currently under investigation by the Bryan Police Department, the FBI, and fraud departments at various financial institutions. College Station police arrested three men accused of armed robbery and kidnapping. According to the CSPD news release, the victim reported three men approached him while he was in his car Sunday morning before 5 a.m. at the Vintage Apartments on Southwest Parkway. He said the men pointed a handgun at him and demanded he get in the back seat. The suspects took his cell phone and wallet before driving to multiple ATM machines, attempting to withdraw money with his credit cards. After several unsuccessful attempts, the men drove the victim to Hearn and left him there. CSPD tracked the victim's debit card, which was used at the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest. Surveillance video showed 18-year-old Damian Fuller and 17-year-olds Quindarius Jackson and Kalijah Jones, who were later arrested. The College Station School Board voted to readjust the boundaries for A&M Consolidated and College Station High Schools during this week's workshop. CSISD's Director of Communications, Chuck Glenwinkle, says the first boundary adjustment workshop is next Wednesday, followed by a public forum on Monday, April 2nd.
That will go as long as it needs to go. As many people as want to talk can come speak at that public forum, and that thing will be held at 5:30 p.m.
Glenwinkle says two more workshops are scheduled in April, but more dates could be scheduled if necessary. The board's goal is to redraw the attendance boundaries by the end of the spring semester, although the boundaries would not go into effect until the 2019-2020 school year. A former consultant to the Obama administration who worked with the administration and Congress to help create the Affordable Care Act spoke at the Bush School this week. Jonathan Gruber says one of the two main goals was to fix the broken insurance network. Congressman Bill Flores was asked his opinion on our show.
I don't know if you can say that you've got coverage when you go to the doctor and you give them your insurance card and you pay these humongous premiums for this insurance and you find you've got $5,000 worth of out-of-pocket expenses. Most people I know in real world America in the Brazos Valley don't think that's insurance coverage. So they think they've got an insurance card, but they don't think they've got health care coverage.
Flores says the Affordable Care Act did increase the number of insured Americans, but numbers were less than half of what they forecasted. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy efficient and low maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top to bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Folks at David Gardner's want to remind you that they've got their, scrub down week going on. It goes on until the 24th. Opportunity for you to get the jewelry that you may have had for a long time cleaned up and looking really, really good. All you need to do is take it by David Gardner's, and again, through the 24th, and they'll clean it up for you, get it back to you professionally cleaned and looking really pretty neat. So why not take them by there and let them have a look? By the way, David's been over in looking at the Rolex show. This is one of the biggest things that goes on when Rolex starts unveiling what they're going to have available in the coming year. And so while David and Julie, you've been over there having a look at that, they'll be bringing them back so that you'll be able to see them here at David Gardner's at 911 University Drive. Because, again, there are lots of cities a lot bigger than Bryan College Station that don't have both the Rolex authorized dealer and authorized Rolex service. So if you have a Rolex or you want to get a Rolex, or you know, you need to have service on your Rolex, then David Gardner's can do that for you too. So a couple of things. The new Rolex stuff will be lined rolled out pretty soon, and it's this week through the 24th, scrub down week. That's at David Gardner's 911 University.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 710. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Some warm temperatures in the forecast over the next several days as high pressure starts to shift its way off to the east of the region. Right now it stretches from Louisiana into Wisconsin. We'll have sunny and breezy conditions today, a high of 75 to 80, overnight clouding up 55 to 60. Clouds to start tomorrow, then some sun will develop, breezy 75 to 80. Chance for showers on Saturday, breezy 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops. They are in Los Angeles today, as am I, where they're gearing up to take on Michigan at the Staples Center in the men's Sweet 16. So we'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy, as well as head coach for Michigan, John Beilein. We'll also touch on some other Sweet 16 games going on in the men's game today. Hear a little bit from women's head coach Gary Blair as the ladies are up in Spokane, gearing up for the women's Sweet 16. All that more coming up in sports.
So now, I mean, Aggies take care of business tonight. Tomorrow's an off day. Is that right?
Yes.
You'd
yes.
Like have a Friday in one of the biggest cities in America. Got time on your hands. So what?
Well, we got a little post-game presser that they're going to have for tomorrow.
Okay.
Of course, that'll be previewing the game that they would play Saturday.
Sure.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, a little time off. I had that little bit of time yesterday, kind of in the afternoon, whenever I got to head up to Hollyweird and check all that good stuff out. But I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I don't know if I could get a lift just to like drive around and look at all the rich people's homes in Beverly Hills. I guess I could take a tour.
What's the weather like tomorrow? Do you know?
It's supposed to be really nice tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the nice day. Yesterday and today is kind of nasty.
All right, so Chelsea, when you hit a city for the first time, so how do you find out what to do?
Yeah, well, I've been to LA before. Okay. Traveled there with Texas A&M volleyball, actually. And I know this sounds dorky, but honestly, taking a tour of USC's campus would not be a bad thing to do. It's absolutely beautiful. We also went to Venice Beach, but everyone I know who's from that area says Venice Beach actually isn't really the best of beaches to go to.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I mean, it was cool, but I don't necessarily want to make that suggestion. But the first thing I do, I feel like usually I go to social media and just ask for people's suggestions.
Sure.
Because nowadays, that's almost better than going to, like, you know, some website or something.
Sure, yeah. Mm. Back in the day.
Well, and see, Chelsea has followers, though, so.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So I actually have friends who give me
suggestions.
If you'd
like to follow me, you can go to @ZachTaylorSport on Twitter.
Okay.
And tell me where
Shameless
I should go in
plug.
LA. See, plugged it.
Plugged it.
Got that plug in there.
Okay, well, or you could do something. You could just maybe go to, like, TripAdvisor. Maybe that
right.
would have something.
And
that
Zach,
would you.
Zach, well, if you're looking for food and drink, just follow Matt Simon around because he is, like, foodie 101.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking, to see if A&M things go well.
Right.
You know, you might just kind of just wander by and say, hey, Matt, so what's going on, man?
Exactly.
Where are you going? Yeah, so,
yeah. Yeah, I cornered Matt yesterday.
Okay.
I was asking him all kinds of questions, but. I actually got the idea for the food place from my driver.
Oh, okay.
So that's good, too, because
a
lot of those people are locals.
Sure,
they've been around for forever.
Yep.
So if I'm on, you know, I already know what I'm going to do and I'm on my way, I'll say, hey, you know, what about this or what about that?
Hey, do we know if Alex Caruso is busy tonight? Is he making an appearance at the game?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
I thought about that. I was thinking they must be out of town for this to be going on.
And I don't know, you know, sometimes he's with the G League team. Sometimes he's with the Lakers.
I think they're done.
I wasn't sure.
Steve Miller was telling me the other day, I think G League is done.
Oh,
so he's with the big team from now on.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, well, you can look up the LA Lakers schedule. And
sure, I'll do that.
They might be. Actually, they're playing the Grizz, it looks like.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Saturday. So they're going to be up in Memphis.
And they're at tonight they're in New Orleans.
Oh, they are in New Orleans.
So,
yeah. Okay.
But that would be kind of fun.
Yep.
Would be kind of fun if they were able to do that. All right, so.
You could text him and just ask him about the cool places.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, yeah. Hey, Alex, tell me where you like to eat. Because after all, you've got an NBA salary, and I'm on the station credit card. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure we hang out the same places with the same people.
Uh-huh.
So while we're talking about that, so here we go. Foods that you eat with a fork or a spoon.
Okay. Why don't you just get a spork?
You could do that.
But okay.
New survey from BuzzFeed asked people.
All right.
They eat these different foods with a fork
or a spoon. Okay.
All right. Spaghetti.
Fork.
Fork. Who eats spaghetti with a spoon?
I mean, a spoon... to, like, swirl it if you're at, like, a fancy pasta place, but you still need a fork.
See, that's an excellent point because the answer is 84% say fork, 16% say both.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, because you take a small amount, then you jam it up against the spoon. And
I just like to spin it with my fork as much, as big as I can get,
that's
and then
right.
just shove it in my mouth.
Nothing like getting about
spaghetti is a great first date food, let me tell you.
That and barbecued chicken.
Ooh, yeah. Hot wings.
Just hot wings, yeah.
I went to a sports banquet once and they served barbecued
chicken. Oh, man.
Hey, all the girls there in their date dresses, and they're going, okay.
I would have just tucked my napkin right
just
in there.
Just go to it. Mm-hmm. All right, mac and cheese.
Ooh, fork.
Fork.
Yeah, 78% say fork.
Okay.
I can see spoon.
I can see spoon for sure.
Rice.
How many say both?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Rice.
Just shovel that in.
Rice.
Yeah.
How about rice?
I mean, I guess it would be easier to eat with a spoon, but I usually have a fork when I'm eating
it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I usually eat it with a fork.
64% say fork, but like... if I'm doing
fried rice,
yeah,
they serve
rice.
With a spoon.
Yeah,
if you think about it,
yeah, it could work that way. Mm-hmm. Or you could do chopsticks.
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
if you want to eat really slowly.
Well, yeah, one little rice piece at a time.
Here we go. Watermelon.
I mean, it's no. I guess weird thing that obesity is not a big problem. It seems like
they got to work too hard for it.
Yeah.
All right, so watermelon, fork or spoon?
Mouth.
Oh, you just go for it.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
Who eats?
Yeah, I don't use either.
But I guess if it's cut up into pieces, a fork.
Yeah, I've done fork. 36% say spoon.
Weird.
I'm not sure. Mashed potatoes.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Or fork. It just depends on what's served with the meal.
60% say fork. Yeah, don't know.
Huh.
Peas. 46% say fork. 54% say spoon.
Yeah, I don't eat peas very often.
I like peas.
I do too. I just
not
don't
like
eat
I make them.
Them
a lot.
Right.
Ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake. Okay.
Yeah, because you know, is it ice cream or is it a cake?
Fork.
Yeah. 60% say spoon.
Okay.
All right. These last three are just strange.
All right.
Chili.
Spoon.
Yeah. 85%. Jello.
Spoon.
Thank you. Yeah.
Fork. I've never seen somebody eat Jello with a fork.
Well,
that'd be interesting.
Get the 8% out there apparently do. So just
unless
so you
it's
know.
A Jello shot, then I just use my finger.
Boom. Right. And then oatmeal.
Spoon.
Yeah, 97%.
Hey, real quick, since Zach, you're looking for suggestions, someone texted in to our text line and said, check out the Getty Museum.
Okay.
All right.
So just
FYI. Like John Getty or.
I don't know.
I'm John Paul.
Gotti.
Yeah, John
Gotti.
John Paul Getty.
Getty
okay.
Museum.
Pretty rich dude.
That was one of these suggestions. Also, coming into our text line late yesterday, Zach, I know you weren't on the show, but we were talking about cats because Brad was on the show, and I don't know, Scott had a lot of cat stories.
I did.
So we were talking about cats, and then we were also talking about cats hunting hummingbirds and crushing their little skulls.
Yes.
It got real gruesome. Well, someone texted in later after the show, and I had to bring up this story. So he said They had a cat who would catch hummingbirds and bring them inside to the house alive, release them, so then his human parents could enjoy the thrill of catching them as well. And he said,
that's a thoughtful kitty.
He said they would, of course, do so because they were exhausted, so they were easy to catch. And then they would give them a mixture of honey and water and get their strength back up before releasing them outside. It was quite an adventure.
Well, catch and release on hummingbirds. You don't really do that very often. Wow. Poor hummingbirds.
I know.
Gotta be shocked.
Right? Shocked. Yeah. So I had to share that
Thank
story.
You. That's,
it was so, I laughed so hard when I read it yesterday.
Because we were talking about hummingbirds are very territorial and they're not very nice, I don't think. I mean, they're interesting to watch. And a guy had called and said that a hummingbird had pierced a friend's hand between the index finger and thumb. And I was
like a paper cut.
Yeah, well, I was thinking he's doing like the Mr. Spock salute, you know, live long and prosper, and the hummingbird didn't agree. But that's when we found out that cats sometimes will do that. And he said crush their little skulls. Okay, now look, you're out there where Costco is, you know, there's Costco out there.
Oh, yeah, and go shop for a coffin.
You could do
don't
that.
Don't they sell coffins in Costco?
They do it. If you watch Baskets, they sell insurance, too, but that's another story. anyway... For doomsday preppers and anybody who wants to grocery shop for 1 year at a time, Costco has just the thing for you. They are selling an emergency food kit for $6,000.
Oh, geez.
That will feed a family of four for an entire year.
Oh, wow.
The premium purchase contains 36,000 servings of grains and fruits and vegetables and proteins and dairy products and more. The 600-can package includes hard white wheat, white rice, elbow pasta, apples, broccoli, corn, and much more. The kit is designed to provide four people with an average of 2,000 calories per day, and the shelf life for various items ranges from 3 to 30 years. By the way, everything you need is shipped in 2 6-foot-tall stacks of boxes. So you need to have room in your apartment for that.
Okay, but you would... Yeah, exactly. Where do you put that? My safety room.
That's right.
but if, you know, some of the stuff is already going to expire in 3 years, you have to kind of...
Well, what you have to do is open the box, go through everything, and know what it is.
Organize it by shelf life.
If there's fewer than four of you in the family. Well, the other thing is, I believe...
30 years, too, is some of the...
Well, stuff like honey doesn't ever go bad,
true.
Yeah.
But if you listen to, I mean... The guy who comes on after our show, he sometimes has people who advertise that.
Oh, sure.
Ron Paul's got his thing, right? The dehydrated
bunker.
Yeah, and there's,
I'm going to start building a bunker.
If you want to have like 14 pounds of dried, I don't know, spaghetti, Alfredo, chicken, something or another that you pour water into and... serve your family every day. I guess that'll be
But Scott, would you eat it with a fork or a spoon?
I know. Good question.
Good question.
Zach. Now, are you what airline are you flying back on? Do you know?
Southwest.
Okay. I ask because Thai Airways has announced that it is going to be putting certain restrictions on passengers who travel on their 787-9 Dreamliners. They're going to measure the passenger's waist.
Stop.
And if the resulting number is over a certain limit,
they have to buy two tickets.
They won't be able to. They won't be able to fly
at all.
Yep.
Ooh. Wow. That's fat.
Talk about fat shaming.
And that's not right.
That's right.
I understand forcing them to buy two tickets, like two seats next to each other.
What's the number? Does it say?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Grab your tape measure, Zach.
Now, is it because? Some passengers have complained about the size of their fellow humans. Thai Airlines says, no, it's not. It claims that the seats on the plane have new seatbelt airbags that
can't handle the stress.
Can only encompass a certain girth. So the number is 56.
Okay.
All right, so if you're over 56 inches around the waist, you'll be declined as the seatbelt will not be able to fasten. I've always just kind of wondered, for those people who ask for the seatbelt extender.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen anyone.
You've never
ask.
Seen that?
Yeah, I haven't either.
But
really?
I was on a plane recently where I felt like I almost needed to ask for one.
Okay.
The seatbelts were tiny.
Okay, well, humans are getting bigger.
I'm not.
Well, and plane seats are getting smaller. We do know that. In 2016, Hawaiian Airlines won permission to weigh passengers in order to optimize the weight distribution in their big airplane, their Airbus 330.
And they said no.
Last year, Finnair also weighed passengers in order to see how much heavier they were these days.
Oh, wow.
That was just
That's crazy, though, that they wouldn't let you on if you're a certain size.
Well, again, that's technology. It's because of the kind of seatbelt that's there.
Right, right.
But you're right. I would think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. But
do they really think that if a plane plummets, you know, thousands of feet from the air and crash lands into a mountain somewhere, that the airbag on the seat's going to save you?
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, when you're purchasing your ticket online, does it then ask you to please measure your waist and enter in? And then how many people don't do that? Just make up a number. And then that's where the lawsuit comes on, is when, you know, you show up at the airport and you're denied.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what the seat belt airbag is. Maybe it inflates the belt slightly. Maybe it's the inflation is on the belt. I haven't looked at it. I don't know what the haven't seen that airplane on the inside. But you're right. A couple of things there. If you lied, for instance, as to what your weight was when you got there,
or your circumference,
right? And are they really gonna roll out the tape measure?
Oh my! Talk about embarrassing.
Would they really do that? So anyhow, that's
I mean, it's already embarrassing when, you know, you're a kid and you don't meet the height requirement to ride the roller coaster.
Yep. But now if we're talking about your waist, then
That's bad.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Means you go over to the restaurant there in the food court and go ahead and eat your shame. Okay. 7:25. Let's check some weather, shall we? Because it's changing out there. It's going to be a pretty pleasant weekend, as a matter of fact. The weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Look for a high temperature today, about 78 degrees. Kind of breezy. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles an hour. It'll be 55 or so tonight. Then we're in the 80s starting on Friday and going all the way through Monday anyway. We'll get some clouds over the weekend with a slight chance of showers, but each day high temperatures will probably be up to the middle 80s and low temperatures will be in the middle 60s. Right now, winds out of the east at 3. We have fair skies and it's 50.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, California. Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Los Alamitos is the second smallest city in Orange County, California, but maybe the bravest. This week, their city council voted 4-1 to opt out of the California Values Act. That's the sanctuary law that California Democrats passed last year and took effect on January 1st. After 2 hours of debate, the council passed the proposal, which was introduced by Los Alamitos Councilmember Warren Kusumoto. He later said the issue was never about immigration, it's about looking out for the citizens of his city. As mayor of Los Alamitos, concluded Mayor Troy Edgar, we are not a sanctuary city. He said he hopes that other mayors follow suit and declare their cities as non-sanctuaries. The city council then directed the city attorney to write an amicus brief supporting the lawsuit the Trump administration filed against California's sanctuary law earlier this month. Now, it would be one thing if these four council members cast this vote in a safe state, but they did this in California. This is the deepest blue state there is. And they had to know that by declaring themselves a non-sanctuary city, they're going to get a whole bunch of fury and anger and hate from liberal Democrats who are running their state into the ground. But they did it anyway. Folks, this is what political courage looks like. Los Alamitos, California.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of Bryan was a target and now a victim of financial fraud within the last month. City Manager Keen Register says Bryan is not the only city in the country to have been victimized by this cyber criminal through what is called spear phishing.
This particular event is classified as bank fraud using electronic social engineering techniques.
Register says the crime is currently under investigation by the Bryan Police Department, the FBI, and fraud departments at various financial institutions.
Citizens can be assured, as we stated in the press release, that this incident doesn't have a material impact on the city's finances or operations, and no one's individual personal information has been compromised. That goes for both citizens and employees and customers of the utility.
According to the news release, city staff is reviewing internal policies and procedures simultaneously with the criminal investigation. Three College Station men are accused of kidnapping a man and stealing his car. Three College Station men are accused of kidnapping a man and stealing his car early Sunday morning. According to the College Station Police news release, the victim was in his vehicle at the Vintage Apartments on Southwest Parkway when three men pointing a handgun at him demanded he get in the back seat. The suspects proceeded to drive the man, attempting to withdraw money from various ATM machines. When they were unsuccessful, the suspects drove him to Hearn and left him there. The three suspects used the victim's debit card at the Walmart store on Briarcrest and were identified on surveillance video as 17-year-old Quindarius Jackson, 17-year-old Kalijah Jones, and 18-year-old Damian Fuller. On Tuesday, CSPD obtained arrest warrants for the three men who were all arrested. According to online jail records, this is Jackson's second trip to jail in 12 days. Jones was also charged with resisting arrest. College Station Animal Control is looking for a dog who bit a man on Monday afternoon in the 1900 block of Texas Avenue South near Holloman. The dog is described as a big Chihuahua Terrier mix, mostly white with black spots. If you have any information, call 764-3600. The College Station School Board voted to readjust the boundaries for the district's two high schools during this week's workshop. Three workshops are scheduled, along with one public forum to receive community input. CSISD's Director of Communications, Chuck Glenwinkle, says in the past, attendance boundary adjustments were put together by a community committee, and then one recommendation was presented to the board.
Oftentimes there was a board member or two on the committee, but the rest of the board members were kind of out of the loop on all the work that happened in the committee. And so it was a little difficult for the board to process all the information. We're doing it a little differently this time around in that the administration is going to present several, I'm not exactly sure how many options to the board, and the board is going to work through all those options in a public and very transparent setting.
Glenn Winkle says although the work will take place during this current academic semester, boundary adjustments will not take effect until the 2019-2020 school year. Some tense moments at a Katy ISD school board meeting when a parent stood up to speak about bullying in the district. Greg Gay recalled a bullying incident in 1979 when he went to West Memorial Junior High and some kids beat him up in the bathroom and shoved his head in a urinal. He said his cries for help resulted in nothing. Then the parent turned his attention to the school board superintendent, Lance Hint.
I had nobody in the school system to help me. Is that the way this is going to be? Lance, you were the one that shoved my head in the urinal. Thank you.
A stunned school board quickly moved on to the next speaker. In a statement, Superintendent Hint says while he doesn't doubt the man was indeed bullied, he was not part of the bullying. This week, the Bush School at Texas A&M hosted Jonathan Gruber, a former consultant to the Obama administration who helped craft the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Gruber says one goal of the ACA was to increase the number of insured Americans, which he says it did. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show was asked his thoughts.
Yes, it has got more people onto health coverage, if you can call it that. But I would refer all of our listeners back to what they said they were originally going to do. They said they were going to cover somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 million Americans with coverage. And those numbers have been less than half of what they forecast.
Flores was then asked the best way to fix the Affordable Care Act.
When it was designed, it was fundamentally flawed. And there's no way you can fix a lemon car or a lemon truck. And this is a lemon piece of legislation. And so basically, you've got to scrap it and start over and try to deal with the insurance markets.
Flores says lawmakers have been trying to stabilize the healthcare markets until they can come up with a legislation to fully repeal and fully replace Obamacare. And the Bryan Traffic Safety Unit is working on accident reconstruction this morning for a fatality collision that happened on East State Highway 21, just west of Highway 6. The closure will start around 9 a.m. and could last until 1 p.m. The curbside eastbound lane between Bluebonnet and Neuchas will be closed, and remaining lanes will be intermittently shut down. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It is 50 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-16.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to twincitymission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic. Plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hey, good morning. 738 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles to both Bryan College Station, or from Bryan College Station, both Houston airports and the Austin airport as well. Just book your reservations at groundshuttle.com and let them do the driving.
Sunshine will be considerable today, and the sun's getting fairly strong this time of year, so it'll warm us up quite a bit. Plus, we'll be breezy. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80. Winds out of the southwest helping to warm us up. Increasingly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, there'll be some breaks of sun in the afternoon. It's breezy again, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Scattered shower Saturday, breezy, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie Men's Hoops is in Los Angeles, as am I. They're gearing up to take on Michigan in the men's Sweet 16 round at the Staples Center. So we'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy, also a little bit from Michigan head man John Beilein, his thought on the Aggies and what he sees from the matchup later on today. Of course, we'll also touch on the women's game as Coach Gary Blair and company are in Spokane gearing up to take on Notre Dame. So we'll hear from Coach coming up, as well as touching on the NBA and so much more right here on WTAW.
So now he's showing off. He's sending us pictures of the view.
Yeah,
from the
well, I wanted
room.
To set the scene for you guys, yeah. So y'all could be a part of this.
He can see the Hollywood sign. He can.
I got to zoom in really, really close, yeah, but yeah,
but
I
there
can see it
is.
From my hotel room.
Yeah, he can, and the Griffith Observatory's up there. And then he sends us pictures of his food, folks.
Oh yeah,
he sent us pictures of his. That's a lot of food.
That is a lot.
It was a ton of food. Now it was actually fairly cheap. Like you got a pretty good bang for your buck.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've been kind of surprised at granted, it's not like I've gone to a lot of nice places or anything, but like when I'm walking around Hollywood yesterday on the boulevard, you know, they've got all these little shops and trinkets, things like that. And I went inside for a t-shirt and they weren't just outrageous. I mean, I got like a nice t-shirt, like $15.
What are you laughing at?
Zach and his t-shirt shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, you need something to commemorate
I gotcha.
Get back with us in August after you've washed it three times and let us
okay. Let us know how it's holding up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That may be a bit of an issue when it comes to that.
Hey, I'll wear it for a workout shirt when I go to the gym once a month. So
be perfect. Okay, let's step back to this Katy ISD thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How weird is that?
Because
how awkward
when
is that?
Yeah. I found the story on TSN. It's one of our affiliates that we use and that Bill Oliver also contributes to. And I was just clicking through yesterday, getting ready for the 5 o'clock. And so I said, oh, this is, you know, kind of interesting. Clicked on the soundbite to listen to it. And my jaw dropped at the end. So I can only imagine actually being in that school board meeting and witnessing it firsthand.
I've got it on the national service this morning.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's
oh,
national.
Wow. Well, and I did not play the entire soundbite. Right. I talked to Mr. Downs about it because basically he references the idea of committing suicide after that bullying incident in 1979. And it got pretty graphic, so I just played enough of the soundbite to get the hint and get the point across. But, yeah, it was pretty intense.
And I think about it in the case of educators, because there are claims that are made about inappropriate behavior mm-hmm. between educators and students. And you assume that that information is correct. It may not be, but that person's life has changed almost forever.
Right.
No matter what the outcome, whether the allegations were true or false.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that this guy is in kind of the same situation. I don't know that the superintendent did that. He did
right.
issue a statement that said he wasn't part of it. Don't know if that's true or not, but
well,
if I'm on that school board, I'm going,
yeah.
You know, I'm
now,
not sure.
And what I was talking to Mr. Downs about it yesterday was, okay, if they were in middle school, he's 11, 12, 13 years old.
Right.
And if you're the bully, you may not remember an incident like that, because honestly, if you're shoving one kid's head in a urinal, you're probably shoving other kids' heads in the urinal too.
Correct.
But the kid who had his head shoved in the urinal, he's going to remember that.
Certainly.
And he's going to remember who did it and their names and who they were and what they were wearing that day, you know, because that's a memory that you is going to be ingrained, I feel like, for obviously a very long time, if not for a lifetime. And so I'm not saying, and there's no proof. So, I mean, if you're the superintendent, honestly, I would deny it. Nobody's going to go back to 1979 and have a picture of you doing it. Or you may deny it just because you clearly don't remember it. But I'm thinking the guy who had the story, he's probably, I don't know, I would believe him more so. But
and again, and
that's just my personal opinion.
Well, and look, I'm no, in no way, shape, or form condoning what happened, but that was 1979. And obviously it made a large impact on this man's life because he's still holding that. I mean,
yeah.
He's still having to deal with that, and was a really rough thing for him whenever he was going through it. But if the superintendent was one of those people, you know, are you going to hold him accountable for something that he did?
No, and I think the story...
I'm not good at math, but a
right.
long time ago.
Get inspired today.
Well, sorry.
That's okay. I think the story here, though, is he's obviously... The story is he's standing up for some things going on in the district now,
yeah.
presently.
Oh, okay.
And so he is saying... And yes, he used that anecdote from the past and how it's affected him until this day, I guess. But at the same time, I think what people need to focus on is that obviously there's something going on in KTISD with bullying, and that's why this parent was speaking up.
Well, KTRK has apparently found a supportive witness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They broke that story apparently yesterday late in the mm-hmm. afternoon. He said, I do recall one incident, what happened where Lance Hitt took Greg into the bathroom. He was in the bathroom, and he put his head in the urinal.
Oh.
So there now is a collaborating witness. It would appear. And I don't know, at the end of the day, how you end up doing this. And this is, folks, this is Katy.
It's a big school district. Big.
It is a big school district.
Obviously still a very small town, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. Right. So, anyhow, we'll see how all
yeah.
that plays out. All right, so... Here are the Instagram poses that annoy people the most.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Could do a yep, yep, nope on that. Okay. Number 8, posing in front of a landmark to show off how you're on vacation when other people aren't.
Okay, but how does that, sure, it may be annoying, but at least you're taking a picture
right.
of a landmark of something in that area.
10%
say... I didn't take any pictures of me, though. No selfies.
Okay, oh. Yeah. 10% say walking away from the camera.
Mm.
Okay. 11% say the freeze jump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got the freeze jump happening.
Well, they've got these videos or whatever that you can do. What are they called?
Boomerangs,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you can take a video and everybody does the jump thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 5 is pinching, like the sun or a building, you know, from a distance,
oh,
the optical illusion.
That's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I like those. Those
okay.
are cool.
Yeah. All right. Number 4 is a candid picture where you're not looking at the camera.
How is that annoying?
If you take a selfie and you're not looking at the camera and then you post some kind of deep quote about how you're, you know.
Agreed. That is annoying.
Okay.
That is annoying.
Real deep thinker
but
and
I,
so much
I,
more intellectual than everyone else.
Right. Yeah. But I like when someone else takes a picture of someone and they're not necessarily just cheesing into the lens. Like, you
oh,
know, it's
yeah.
it's a, like a candid
sure.
photo. They caught them in action. Now, it could have been a posed candid photo, but I don't. No one has to know that.
Yeah, if somebody were to take a picture of Reber, like, putting a bunch of food in her mouth at one
right.
time. Yeah,
that's okay. fine. I'll post it.
Yep, number 3 is a kissing, 17% name
yeah.
bet. Okay.
Keep it in the bedroom,
yeah,
people.
Really.
Number 2, a picture of your tan legs where they look like hot dogs.
Hot dogs are legs. Hot dogs are legs. Such a fun game.
22%.
That's a girl thing. Okay.
Yeah, 22%. Clearly, a lot of people must be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of
yeah.
course, number 1 at 34% is just selfies. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
annoying.
There you go.
No, my favorite, though, I guess my favorite annoying post is a selfie where a girl is trying to look real sexy or sultry.
Okay.
And then her quote is, yeah, or her caption is some, like, deep, thoughtful quote. Or even my favorite, a Bible verse.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And
I feel
I'm like
a bikini
oh, okay.
pic. pick.
Yeah, a bikini pic talking about how God shines his light on us.
Oh, yeah, that's
those are my favorite.
I hear you. 748.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV, from grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The Great Wall of China is an architectural marvel. Add all of its sections together and the wall is almost 14,000 miles long. It took over 2,000 years and 500,000 soldiers and slaves to build it. And by the way, if you've heard that it can be seen from space with the naked eye, well, apparently, that's not true. But if you could see it, you'd notice that it spans most of China's northern border. Leaders in Beijing relied on it to keep out foreign invaders. Watchtowers every 300 to 500 yards conveyed important messages up and down the wall about enemy troop movements. But historians consider the wall a defensive failure because of one glaring flaw: the men guarding it. In 1644, the Manchurian army breached the wall without raising a sword. A Chinese general offered his allegiance to them and opened a gate. The Manchurian army simply walked through the wall and soon brought the Ming dynasty to its end. The Mongolian conqueror Genghis Khan once said, "The strength of a wall depends on the courage of those who defend it." That's true for a nation, and it's true for our families. You can't leave your marriage and your kids unguarded against an army of harmful influences. That's why we lock our doors at night. It's also why we give our children boundaries and our marriages the attention they deserve. You have to protect the gate. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. But all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, today is the day. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball is gearing up to take on Michigan in the Sweet 16 in Los Angeles. Coach Billy Kennedy was asked what he sees from the Wolverines.
One, how good they are defensively. I think their ball pressure defensively and how aggressive they are defensively on ball screens could present some problems against our offense because we set a lot of ball screens in our offense. And then I think their personnel, their ability to shoot the three at every position, especially the five position, is something that you don't see. And we're more of a traditional low post power team, probably more like Purdue. Is in that league, and so they're a perimeter post league and more like Vandy in our league.
Now a lot's been made of the inside guys for each team, but Michigan head man John Beilein says the guards need some love.
The big men are obviously important, but I always thought there were some championships, some games over time that have been absolutely determined by the guard play. So I think all the sets of guards on both teams may be underrated a little bit, and it's going to be a great matchup.
Something we'll have to give this evening when the two teams duke it out at 6:37 at the Staples Center. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW. Now, some other games going on today. Cinderella Loyola Chicago meets up with Nevada at 6:07. Kansas State and Kentucky duke it out at 8:37. And Florida State faces Gonzaga at 9:07. On the women's side of the court, the Maroon and White are in Spokane, Washington, where they're gearing up to take on Notre Dame, the women's Sweet 16. Coach Gary Blair says his squad is up to the challenge.
Business as usual, just like we had played a conference game and getting ready for the next conference game. You're getting to play a top five team in the country that has played the hardest schedule in the country. So, now we'll trade it. And treat it just like we would if we were playing South Carolina or Mississippi State or Oregon, teams that are at that caliber. We'll give them all the respect, but hopefully they'll give us the respect because I think we've earned it this year.
The Aggs and Irish are set to square off Saturday at 3 p.m. in Spokane. On the tennis courts, the Aggie women picked up a big win yesterday, blanking Lamar 7-0. The Maroon and White swept the three double matches and won all six singles matches in straight sets as they improved to 13-4 on the year and 10-1 in home matches. 12th-ranked Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as it kicks off an early series against number 5 Ole Miss. Junior righty Stephen Kolick is set to toe the rubber for the Aggs while sophomore lefty Ryan Rollison goes for the Rebels. First pitch is at 6 o'clock at Blue Bell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 27 points and pulled down 9 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs downed the Washington Wizards last night 98-90. Kyle Anderson added 16 points for the Spurs, who have now won 5 in a row. Here's Coach Greg Popovich.
Tonight they played great defense, did a great job, and followed up with a board, and that won the game for us, you know, playing the defense that we did.
San Antonio will have tonight off, but both Houston and Dallas are back in action. The Rockets welcome the Detroit Pistons to town at 7 o'clock, and the Dallas Mavericks take on the visiting Utah Jazz at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update. From Los Angeles, I'm Zach Taylor.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with a 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them Romance and Hill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
that.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Hey guys, Zach in studio with Jen Zweiker is Zweiker and Associates. Now, Jen, for prospective homeowners like myself, you look up all these terms, you see all these real estate things, and you're like, what the heck does this mean? Mortgage insurance keeps coming up.
Right.
What the heck is mortgage insurance?
That's a question a lot of people have. A lot of people think it's similar to homeowners insurance. It's not. Homeowners insurance benefits, well, it benefits the insurance company. That's why they're in business. But it potentially benefits you. Mortgage insurance only benefits the lender. So basically, it's an insurance policy that you pay for as the borrower to protect the lender in case you default on your loan and they have to foreclose.
Oh.
So that's really, really pricey for them. So basically, there's no benefit to it at all. The best way to avoid it is to put 20% down. Unfortunately, a lot of people can't do that.
Right.
So there are some other little tips and tricks. Maybe we can talk about that next time.
For more tips and for more tricks about the real estate business, go check them out. Go to zarealestate.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs, about a minute till. Okay, so maybe you want to keep your vehicle 200,000 miles.
Okay.
Consumer Reports has come out with a list of those. We'll have them in the next half hour for you as well.
Oh, yes.
Now, if you're going to keep your car and you want to keep it clean, we've got some hacks to make it easier
for
you to clean your car.
I need that.
And then there's this. You know anybody who plays Dungeons & Dragons?
Sure.
Okay. 20-sided die was not invented for Dungeons & Dragons.
What?
It, in fact, is 2,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And, well, there were Dungeons & Dragons back then.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, real D&Ds.
All right. Jimi Hendrix and Joe Pesci played in the same band in the 1960s.
No way. Get out.
But at different times. They were called Joey D and the Starlighters. Oh. Just letting you know. All right. 52 degrees. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
It would fund the government for the next 6 months. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The $1.3 trillion bill the House plans to vote on today.
It can't get any worse than this bill. We should stop. We should go back to the drawing board.
Conservatives like Congressman Jim Jordan plan to vote no, saying this bill funds sanctuary cities and Planned Parenthood. But House Speaker Paul Ryan, a fellow Republican, says, well, it's not perfect. It is a good plan. He just told Fox and Friends.
This funds the wall, fixes the military, fights opioids.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer also calls it a good compromise, and President Trump supports the deal. But today, he'll turn his focus to products made in China. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the Trump administration is getting ready to announce billions of dollars